But last week, when we were wrapping up the show, we kind of got into accent talk. I don't even remember how that happened.
Because, you know, it's work in progress. That kind of thing happens.
We started wondering, you know, how some people do accents. How do they learn them? How do people learn American accents? And we thought, you know, maybe we should have some fun with this. Make a game out of it. And so we did. Here's Cray-Tray.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So
great.
I put together 9 accents. And these are all actors from famous movies. To make it a little easier, these aren't just random people. These are 9 actors from 9 movies. And I... with all very distinct dialects. And I picked a quote from each said movie or TV show. It is a very short quote. I have the audio of the quote. You guys will listen to that audio. And I have given you a script with all these quotes. So once you listen to the audio, you need to do your best to mimic that accent. Both of you will do the same accent as well with the same quote.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
This is not going to be great.
Okay. The first one we have, we can, you know, do maybe Mino first, Justin. We can alternate. So maybe Mino first, Justin, and then me and Chris and Ryan will decide which one is the best one out of the two. It might be obvious. Who knows? We'll have some fun. So the first quote is Michael Caine. He's has a Cockney accent. This is from The Dark Knight. So, Chris, you want to play the first quote?
With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Okay.
Very distinct.
Okay.
Very famous.
Best butler out there. If you're casting a movie and need a butler,
yeah,
that's the guy.
Gerard's probably better. Gerard Butler.
Well, I don't know. Michael Caine's pretty awesome.
All right, so we go now?
Yeah.
Me first?
Yeah.
Why not go first?
Sure. With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. Some men aren't looking for anything logical like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn. I feel like all my accents are going to sound just like that.
Little Forrest Gump in there in some parts, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
The burn
and
sounded
Michael
weird.
Michael Caine is kind of tough because...
You can get really crazy with it.
And he has a deeper Cockney accent.
Right.
I just imagine
he's
that being...
a good voice in general.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, your turn.
All right. Here we go. With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man that you don't fully understand either. Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
That's pretty good.
I think Mino might have...
I think
Mino,
it was pretty close.
I'm going Justin.
I think Justin. I think we both crushed it, honestly.
I think so I would pick Justin, too.
Yeah.
Woo! So Justin wins 2-1.
Okay. Mino had a little bit more of the thing here, but Justin's was good, too, though. All right, so Mino wins that round. Quote 2.
Hey!
Hey! Nice. Oh, I said Justin. I'm sorry. Justin won that round.
Yeah, I thought this was us voting.
I'm sorry, guys. Justin won that one. This is quote 2. This is James Gandolfini playing Tony Soprano in The Sopranos. This is the New Jersey accent. This is season 1 where it was a little more light. It kind of gets thicker as the show goes on, but here's quote 2.
Whatever happened to Gary Cooper? The strong, silent type. That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. See, what they didn't know was once they got Gary Cooper in touch with his feelings, that they wouldn't be able to shut him up.
All right, let's start with Justin first on this one.
I know this one's not going to be good. Be careful, because a lot of times I tend to just start morphing into an English or Irish person, no matter what accent I do. So be careful. Hey, what happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. See, what they didn't know was once they got Gary Cooper in touch with his feelings, they wouldn't be able to shut him up. That was bad.
Pretty good.
2 out of 10.
Okay.
That was a 2 out of 10.
Okay. Mina?
Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. See? What they didn't know was once they got to Gary Cooper, in touch with his feelings, they wouldn't be able to have to shut him up. A little improv there.
A little improv.
How about that?
Making
a little bit of improv.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going Mino on that
one. Yeah, I think Mino.
Yeah, me too. All right. Sweep.
1-1.
Look at that.
All right, the next one. We have Matthew McConaughey, guys. Everyone's favorite. This is a Texan accent. And this is a very famous line. Quote 3, Chris.
No, man. No, I'll tell you. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
All right, Mino first.
Nah, man, I'll tell you. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I tell you what, they get older, I stay the same age. Yes, they do.
Once again, he's quoting Matthew McConaughey. This right. is not Mino's actual
no.
feelings.
No.
Should probably make that clear.
Justin? Okay, Justin?
I also like Mino. You flipped the line there. You said they get older, I stay the same age.
Oh.
He has been docked
my spin.
For that.
Oh, goodness. All right. Let me get into character. Oh, man, I'll tell you. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age. Yes, they do.
All right. What do you think? I think Mino might
I think
have.
We both... I think we're just crushing this,
you
honestly.
You might be crushing it.
I think we're just... Be. I think we're crushing, Justin.
I'm going Mino.
I'm going
you
Mino
can admit,
on that one.
We yeah, are crushing.
Both are crushing it. All right, quote okay. 4. The audio you'll hear, only Frances McDormand you're going to mimic. This is from the movie Fargo. This is a Minnesota accent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is quote 4.
Like I told you, we haven't had any vehicles go missing.
Okay. Are you sure? Because, I mean, how do you know? Because, see, the crime I'm investigating, the perpetrators were driving a car with dealer plates, and they called someone who works here, so it'd be quite a coincidence if they weren't, you know, connected.
Okay.
Okay, Justin first.
Okay, are you sure? Because, I mean, how do you know? Because, see, the crime I'm investigating, I'm going Irish, son of a bitch. Let me start over.
Where are my lucky charms?
Oh.
God.
Yeah?
At least I feel confident about my Irish one. Okay, are you sure? Because, I mean, how do you know? Because, see, the crime I'm investigating, the perpetrators were driving a car with dealer plates, and they called someone who works here. So it'd be quite a coincidence if they weren't, you know, connected.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Mino?
Okay, are you sure? Because, I mean, I'm doing my dad a big disservice because he's from Minnesota.
Not a Jamaican.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, are you sure? Because, I mean, how do you know? Because, see, the crimes I'm investigating, the perpetrators were driving a car with dealer plates, you know. And they are somebody who works here. So I'd be quite a coincidence if, you know, they connected. Yeah?
I'm going Justin.
I think Justin got that one.
Even though it was a little Irish, it got the job done.
Yeah. Okay. Quote 5. This is more... a person than an accent. This is Alan Rickman, who has just an amazing voice.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I just wrote British, but I think he had a tight jaw, which is why he has this dialect when he was a kid. So this is quote 5, Alan Rickman.
You have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you? Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
It's from Die Hard, by the way.
Die Hard.
Mino.
I would have thought you went Snape, by the way, correctly.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to, you know, not play my part. You know, I'm trying to...
Well, Trey, yeah. You have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you? Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
That was really good.
Corey Dillon.
Justin.
Sounds like Morgan Freeman, honestly. He was a better Morgan Freeman.
You have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you? Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
Okay, I think it's Mino.
Justin's kind of sounded like Bane a little bit.
I have to pick one, it's Mino. We're both pretty
spot on. We both kind of had some No Country for Old Men
a little bit.
I was doing my Javier Bardem.
You flipped for your life.
Call it.
Okay, quote six. All these are probably some of my favorite actors. Quote six is a great, great accent. This is a German accent. This is Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds.
Ah, greatness.
I'm sure this mission of yours has a commanding officer. A general. Ooh, that's a bingo. Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Bingo! How fun!
All right, Justin first.
All right. I'm sure this mission of yours have a commanding officer? A general? Oh, that's a bingo! Is that how you say it? That's a bingo? Bingo! How fun!
All right, Mino?
I'm sure the mission of yours has a commanding officer. A general? Ooh, that's a bingo. Is that the way you say it? A bingo? Bingo. How fun.
There's some Italian in there.
He threw the vey. Is that the vey?
Yes, the vey.
So I got to go Mino. That was impressive.
Okay, Mino. I thought Justin's was good too, though.
Okay, Mino is going to be the name of the is a segment someday.
All right.
Okay, Mino.
Let's get going on these. We got three more. Quote seven. This is Sean Connery in The Rock. This is Scottish. I had to censor a line, so instead of saying the F word, just say F.
I'll do my best.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and F the prom queen just like I did to your mother, Trebek.
All right.
The improv is
8:40 coming up. Justin.
Your best? Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and F the prom queen.
Okay. There's a little Buffalo Bill in there.
Give me Justin on that one.
I'm going to go with Mino.
I'm going to go with Mino on that one, I think.
I had you, Justin.
Yeah, oh, sorry, wait. Justin. Okay, number eight. This is a Boston accent. This is from the movie The Departed.
Departed.
This is Mark Wahlberg. And again, there is some beeping, so just censor yourself on this.
Hey, ass, I can't help you. I know what you are, okay? I know what you are, and I know what you're not. I'm the best friend you have on the face of this earth, and I'm going to help you understand something, you punk. You're no f***ing cop.
All right, Justin.
Hey, a-hole, he can't help you. I know what you are, okay? I know what you are, and I know what you are not. I'm the best friend you have on the face of this earth. I'm going to help you understand something, you punk. You're no freaking cop.
Started weak, but finished
pretty good.
Very strong.
Hey, a-hole, I can't help you. I know who you are, okay? I know who you are, and I know who you're not. I'm the best friend you have on the face of this earth. And I'm going to help you understand something, you punk. You know, freaking cop.
See, neither of you...
Go Noma.
Neither of you did the co-op.
I like Mino, though. I got to go Mino on that one.
Okay.
So strong.
Yeah, me too, I think.
Sure. All right.
Noma.
Final one. This is the tiebreaker. I haven't really been tallying, but this is the tiebreaker. This is quote nine. This is Yoda.
Oh, God.
You guys get to do a Yoda impression, so let's hear it.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. I sense much fear in you.
Okay, Mino
first. I've never attempted this in my life.
This is the first time for everything.
I'm sure.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger.
Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. I sense much fear in you.
Okay. Not bad. Right. Not bad.
Added some right. extra emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin.
See, when you can't do something, you just add emotion to it.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. I sense much fear in you.
Okay.
Mino.
I think Mino, but in reality,
give
we're all
one,
winners.
You jerks.
We're all winners in this.
Justin, you got like
you
three.
You know freaking cop.
You a cop?
You know freaking cop.
All right, that was fun. Good job, Trey.
Oh, thank you. Good job,
good,
guys.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.